Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're broadcasting live from my office, which is it's a first in history. We're actually overlooking Fisherman's Landing right now, and it's a beautiful morning. And, of course, Adam Klug, our program director at The Fan, is doing everything in the studio for us. So be patient with him when you make phone calls and such like that. But, yeah, this is the first, you know, of course, but the social distancing and the shutdown and such like that, we cannot broadcast from the studios, so we are in here, and it's actually working out just fine.
It's working out great, and I'm so glad you did it, because the easier call would have just been to, you know, we'll hold back or we'll not, but, like, man, I need this. Like,
yeah.
this 2 hours is very important, and I like talking fishing, and, like, this is the release, and, you know, it's what I've always said, like, this is what, you know, this is the next best thing to going and fishing, and a lot of us aren't in position to do that right this second, so I'm really glad that you and Adam and everybody got their heads together to make this happen.
Yeah.
This is what guys like all of us are supposed to be doing on Saturday and Sunday mornings and talking about fishing.
Indeed. And you bet. And, of course, thanks to The Fan and Rob and Adam for making this all happen.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Great job, guys.
It was all pulled together within, like, a few hours yesterday. We got the word from corporate that nobody in the studio, I think it was about 11 o'clock or something like that, and then it was like, okay, go scramble, dig out all my equipment out of my garage, set it all up, do the tests with JR, such like that. We're good. We can pull this off. Yeah, so we're good. Hey, just heard from our buddy Jack Nielsen that he's listening on the app, and thanks, Jack. As always, the legend himself is listening, and thanks for joining us here.
You got it, man. Well, we're having a great time. We've got another full hour coming your way. We want you to join us and join in on the fun. And we're talking fishing and having a great time here with our buddy Ron Lane. And if you want to join us this morning, best way is to give us a call. That's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the man, Ron Lane, you are going to get your chance at winning not just one great prize, but we have sweetened the pot with a little salty deal.
What?
Yeah, so Jared was listening and text Dad and said, hey, man, let's spice this up a little bit.
Get some salty.
So not only are we giving away the hands-down best fillet knife in the world, it's an Anza fillet knife, as you did if you didn't catch the beginning of the show. We're going to get to give away today a brand-new Fish Pro Series 6S, and that's Raymond's favorite knife. Obviously, Raymond, the head cutter from Fisherman's Processing, he and Sean helped with the guys from Anza designing that killer knife. And then in addition to that amazing knife, you're going to get a Salty Box. And that's from our friends at Salty Crew. Jared and the whole squad there at Salty Crew are giving away a Salty Box. And basically, you're going to get a hat, you're going to get a shirt, you're going to get a pair of shorts, all from Salty Crew, an amazing prize at the end of the show today, and we are so pumped to get to give that away. And a big thanks to Jared. I know everybody around here is wearing their Salty Crew, and we're really stoked and appreciate that very much. So, again, if you want to get your opportunity at that amazing fillet knife and your opportunity at the Salty Gear, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. Let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Today it's sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with serious products for serious sports fishermen. The Sato Crimp System has become the best way to make your own Spectra to fluorocarbon or to mono top shots. It's easy, cost-effective, and it's time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots cost as much as $50 or more, but you can get the Sato Crimps and all the supplied gear at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. And we're going to start off our FishDope.com report with our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Ron. So we got kind of like a little different setup here today.
Yeah.
In way more ways than one, although it seems like it's it's working out. But you know that old saying, I've got a little sticker on the inside of my long range tackle box, says, when the going gets tough, the tough go fishing. So given all given all this goofy stuff that's going on since the store's closed, I couldn't think of anything better to do than be down here on my buddy John Enders on his boat. We're getting ready to go out and see if them local cods are snapping. So we'll have an on-the-water report.
What a beautiful day to do that, huh?
Oh, my God. A few clouds floating around, not a breath of wind. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to check it out there. But, you know, this past week between the weather and all the chaos in the country here going on, you know, realistically, we got very few reports, although there's been a few. Interestingly enough, one of the sport boats did make it out, gave a little check to Santa Barbara Island and found a little bit of yellow bite and big ones in that bad weather there midweek. So that bodes well. And then there's been a little bit of report, a little bit more reports of good grade sea bass from Catalina, backside east, backside west, both. One of my good friends is over there right now who was supposed to call in with a report, and I haven't heard anything yet this morning, so I'm not sure exactly what that means. And interestingly enough, before all that weather last weekend when the guys were down fishing that bluefin, you know, one of the boats scratched out the first yellowfin of the year, too. So I think when all of these storms blow through and everybody gets back on the water, we're going to have a whole lot of interesting stuff to look at in a whole lot of different areas. So we'll just have to kind of go with the flow and see what happens here.
Great call, man. Well, certainly some great fishing to be had, and we're excited about that. Mark, appreciate you keeping up to date, and, you know, we're just going to wait and see how things pan out.
There's fish to be caught right now.
There is very...
It's spring. It is officially spring.
There's very good fish to be caught, and there's very much not going to be crowds on it either. So, yeah. Mark, we appreciate you hanging in there. Yeah. It wouldn't be the same without you, and we appreciate the report very much.
And, of course, you've been talking to Danny at Fish Dope, right? And fishdope.com is operational. He's keeping... he's getting everything he can from reports, and there are private boaters out fishing, right, Mark?
You know, there are. There's guys going a number of different directions. In fact, Danny called me at the crack of dawn this morning with a report that he heard about somebody seeing some bluefin out around the 302. So, you know, I mean, it's like right there in your backyard. You probably ought to be jumping on the boat and going for it right after the show here, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Don't threaten us with a good
time,
man.
Oh,
sounds
boy.
Good to me. You can be there by 10.
Flat, calm weather and everything. And of course, say hi to John Anders, the master creator of amazing things for your boat, for sure. And I'm sure that boat's pretty decked out, huh, Mark?
This thing is absolutely, totally trick. And it's been out of the water for a little bit. This is the first actual voyage since it's been back in. It's got a brand new pulpit. John built a little pulpit for it and a brand new railing so we can pull on them swordfish more comfortably here this season. And a couple other upgrades, and we'll see if it still remembers how to find some of the cod spots out here local. We're going to go hit a few wrecks that haven't been molested for a long time. So
I'll
give you a call tomorrow.
Secret spot. Yeah, please do. Yeah, do it. Yeah. Send me a text. And we'll call you because our hotline is non-operational right now because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're using it.
So, send me a text and we'll get the phone line. And in the meantime, fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, the best way right now is by phone or on the internet because the store is closed. You know, yesterday I was selling a little bait through the front gate, but not today since I'm going to be on the water. But yeah, the store's closed. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262 and the website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I'm going to be putting up a bunch more bait tank pictures because we finished some really cool stuff here this week.
And this gives you a chance to catch up on some of your bait tank orders.
Oh, my God. I mean, in a sense, you know what they say about making lemonade out of lemon. So, yeah, I've been working at the store all week. Doors have been closed. And I'm getting an amazing amount of stuff done. So, yeah, I'm going to get all caught up on bait tanks. I have more time to go fishing.
Cool.
I like it, Mark. Good call. We appreciate that as always. And hopefully we'll hear a cod report tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to get a cod report, good, bad, or indifferent.
Okay, we need it.
I'll just for the fun of it being the catch report time, I'll have to throw it out there. Some of the guys that work in the shop, good buddies with one of the Parker charter boats at Into the Depth Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
And I got a picture from the guys last night. They went on a little crew trip. Same deal. Like, 1 day worth of quarantine was already driving them crazy. So they went cod fishing and sent me a picture of a 12-pound red.
Come on.
A local red.
Way.
Yeah, 12-pounder.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I've never heard of
it. I think it was 11 and high change. You know, they waited on the boat and got 12, and then we put it. They put it on the flat scale at Fisherman's Landing. Like, not the it's a certified scale, but it's the one that we used to weigh all of the carts for trading cans of tuna. So it doesn't that particular scale only reads in full pounds. And it weighed 11 on that one and 12 on their scale on the boat. I mean, we're talking a dinosaur of a red. Caught local right out here. I mean, just a monster.
All right, Mark, you got a goal now.
Oh, man, that's going to be a tough one to beat. How about a wing cod? Maybe we can get a 12-pound
wing cod. Yeah, we're good with a wing cod.
That sounds good to me,
all
buddy.
Right, well, you and John have a great trip out there. Enjoy and be safe, happy, and healthy, okay?
You got it. We'll see you guys. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot for that. It was a great report, for sure. And, of course, C4 Sport Fishing being closed, Marcos is not working.
Yeah, Marcos got the day off. I talked to Dustin yesterday from the C4 Tackle Shop, and he was saying the same. We were kind of all comparing notes on what we should be doing, and, you know, their program was kind of the same as ours at Fisherman's Landing, that it's just, you know, right now is the time to close up shop, and we'll let this thing get by us, and everybody stay safe and healthy, and as soon as it's appropriate, we'll all be back there and selling tackle and catch a fish. But, yeah, I know C4th doing the same on the shutdown right now. So that's going to wrap up our Catch Report right now, which is also sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, and you can order online right now with Fish Pros the Market. So I've been following their social media. Sean and Kristen do such a good job keeping us up to date, and they're having a special discount code right now where you can get discounts on your spices and rubs. You can place online orders. They can be shipped out to you. So
they have a 19% off deal going right now.
How cool is that?
Yeah, you get the code. Go to their social media. Go to Fish Pros on Instagram or mm-hmm. Facebook. Get the special code,
19%
off.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it.
It's pretty good. So go check them out. And yeah, you can have it delivered right to your door.
Yep, exactly. You go
and they're open, too, because it's considered essential right now.
Oh, great. Okay. Excellent. I didn't realize. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So even better. So
yeah.
Multiple ways to do it. And like I said, jump on, get that 19% discount for your order this weekend at fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, because it's food service and takeout. So
sounds good to me.
They're covered, yeah.
Good, because I need that sweet Cajun, man. That's my
oh, you gotta have
it,
right?
My most favorite from Fisherman's Processing.
So normally earlier in the show, we would have heard from Cass, man, with Cass Tours Report. Cass is en route from Colombia, and I heard from Steve Pinard, who's on the trip with them yesterday, and they actually had to leave a day early because they were going to shut down flights, but apparently they got on a flight out of Bogota this morning, 7 a.m., so maybe we'll hear from Cass tomorrow, but I guess they had a pretty sensational trip.
I can't wait to hear about that.
And hopefully they're going to travel safe and get home. Just in time.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping
to. I'm sure we'll hear from Cass tomorrow.
I can't wait for that report. I know Steve Pinard, Patrick G., a bunch of Let's Talk Hookup listeners were on that trip. That is going to be a very, very cool one. We're excited to hear. And, you know, speaking of Steve Pinard, that Cass report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, that's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. Dana Landing is open for fuel and for takeout food. You can see them at Dana Landing. It's right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And when we get back to our regular schedule, check out East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. And sure are glad to hear that the fuel dock is open. So if you are going to sneak out, do a little cod, and fill your freezer with essential foods for this trying time, you'll know you'll be able to grab some fuel and an Alexa sandwich on your way down there.
An essential.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Hey, look who's on the line, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
You got through.
Hey, Bart.
How you guys doing there?
We're doing great.
We're
in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here, and it's working out to be an okay studio for us.
Yeah, this is great.
I tell you, it sounds great. I mean, I had no idea until you started telling us where you were. Sounds fantastic.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, Ron, so when the show comes up on the 21st to the 24th, one of the things we really want to do is I want to put both that 360 and a compass in the Ultimate Air Dogs pool twice a day, 2 hours a day, so people can really see it and maybe even try it. We'll see how that works.
But, I'm in.
You know, once you see that thing, it's unbelievable.
Just so fun to be on. People buy them, and they'll buy the next level up as you know, I don't know how you say it, but, you know, it's such a fun boat. You don't mind spending the extra money because it's like, wow, this thing's just fun to cruise around in. I'm going sideways. You can parallel park them. It's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
I think you should have a game of tag with two professionals in there in the 360 playing a game of tag in the boats. That's what
I like it. Well, that you mentioned that, the designer of it, a guy named Phil, came down to the store, and we had a bunch of boats in the water, and we were playing tag with them, and nobody could catch that guy. He's been using it and developing that Mirage Drive for years, and he was so much better than we were at it. And I got to tell you, we just sat there going around in circles and spinning them on donuts, and just it was really fun.
You know, that is such a cool – when I saw that at ICAST, I was just blown away. Hobie is such an amazing company, the innovation. And now you have the top of the market and the bottom of the market. People can afford to have a Mirage Drive now. It's really amazing what they've done. Go ahead.
It's kind of like most of the gear that we sell. I know Ricky's, you know, he's in selling fishing gear all the time. And when a product is made so much better than anything else on the market, fishermen appreciate it. They just see it, they know it, and they don't mind paying a little extra for a feature that will actually catch them more fish.
Indeed.
Yeah,
Bart, hey, we're looking forward to May 21st?
May 21st to the 24th. Well, the interesting thing is, you know, we're important to the fairgrounds as well. You know, if some miracle things turn around, we could go earlier. But I think the 21st to the 24th looks pretty good, and we think people are going to be really excited and ready to come out and have a great time. And I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Gives us a couple months to hopefully get through this and be safe and such like that, and hopefully, you know, praying and hoping that everything goes smoothly, and we'll be there.
Yeah. No, I have a hell of a story.
Okay,
you guys
go ahead.
Talk about halibut. Okay, so one of the first times I went up there, first time I ever saw a really big one, like close to 200, I noticed the deckhands were really edgy. You know, no, don't get the hell out of the water, don't get the hell out of it. You know, and the guy hadn't brought his gun that day, and so anyway, bottom line is when they finally gaffed it, when it was all over, three cleats were off the boat, everything was trashed. It was like it looked like a war had gone on. So those fish are really something else.
Indeed. All right. Well, that's a good one. Yeah, it's they can beat you up. There's no doubt. Hey, Bart, appreciate hearing from you. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Go fishing.
Thanks, Bart.
Go fishing. Thanks a lot for the call
this
morning.
There.
Yeah, that's our savior right now.
No doubt, man. Well, hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed, and everybody's excited to talk to Ron.
Yeah, indeed. So let's go jump into it.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to John? That's calling from Los Alamitos this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. It's a great day. We're talking about fishing, and I love it. So my question is to Ron. Your Outbacks have live bait wells?
Yeah, Hobie makes...
My other question is, how much mackerel will it hold?
Couple good questions. So,
yeah,
let's talk about the bait tanks.
Well, the bait tanks are integrated to go in any of the boats. The scupper holes in the back.
So even the Passport, which is the lower end
model? Passport, yeah. If it's a Passport, great.
Wow.
Compass, Outback, Pro Angler, all use the same bait tank.
Same bait tank.
And
they're all integrated too, right?
Yeah.
They have a pump in them and everything.
It's all completely, you know, plug and play.
Yeah.
You know, the battery, the charger all comes with it.
It has
rod holders in the back that'll hold three extra rods. So when you clip that thing in, it's real secure. It's sucking water up through the bottom of the boat through a scupper hole, circulates in the bait tank, and then flows out the other side. and it's just tidy. It works. There's no other bait tank on any kayak that even comes close to this. And the way it can just unplug, so if you're just going out in the bay throwing plastics, you don't have to take it with you. It just unplugs. There's no plumbing that you're adding to the boat.
It's an amazing device. When we do it on our Islander kayak trip, that's going to be coming up in mid-June, it's amazing how fast you can get those bait tanks in the boat.
Right. And then, you know, it's kind of fun because, you know, when you say mackerel, mackerel are pretty durable. You can put a lot of mackerel in it, and I don't know.
Like 10 pieces, maybe?
No, more than that.
More?
Oh, yeah. No, we have shots of them with 20 in them.
Really?
And, yeah. I mean, but I never sit and make that many. What I
you
do.
You haven't got the patience to make
well, you know, if I get 10 mackerel, I'm going, all right, I'm on this.
Yeah.
Because what I'm doing is I'm slow trolling that mackerel out at La Jolla, and then, you know, with your little kelp cutter rig. And at the same time, when you're metering, you're watching your fish finder, and whenever you meter more bait, well, that's where you want to be. Where there's bait,
there's fish.
Yeah.
You got to go far from the grocery store.
Yeah,
yeah,
they don't
so
go
it'll
far.
Hold a lot of mackerel, plenty of mackerel for your kayak there. Go check them out when Fastlane opens up again. They'll have them. They have them in stock.
Oh, yeah,
and,
we got tons of those.
And they'll fit on your existing Hobie kayak or get one and get a bait tank. Do you have thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Appreciate that. Do you have packages that include, like, if you let's say a guy goes
like
in and walks,
type, yeah.
Yeah, wants to outfit the thing fully. Do you have like a fisherman's package where if I want an Outback or a passport, where you're going to include a bait tank, you're going to include this and that?
No, we don't do that. It's a little bit. Fishermen are so many different needs.
A la carte.
Yeah, and it's so easy because, you know, are you fishing La Jolla? Well, you need a bait tank. If you're fishing lakes and things, not so much, you know, unless you're just trying to keep one alive in there for a while, use it like a live well.
Right.
And there are two sizes of these bait tanks. They make an extra large, which I typically don't use because I don't need it. The mackerel are durable.
Yeah.
And like you know, when we go on the mothership trip, we'll put all those sardines in there, and they do fine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no problem.
I've had, I don't know, when you go to the bait barge, they call it a kayak scoop. It seems to be plenty of bait.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. Let's, before we jump back in the jam-packed phone lines, let's talk about the seats. The new Hobie seats are amazing. They're like lounge chairs.
You know what? The seats are amazing. That was a game changer.
Yeah.
2015. Kayaks changed. It was overnight. They got those the new seat. It came out in the Pro Angler 12 first. Oh my goodness! You know, lumbar. You can turn
the
ratchet
lumbar support.
Yeah, you've got
so now
the pitch on the bottom and the back rest goes back. I mean, and then they pop out of the kayak in like 2 seconds. So
you set it up on the beach.
Yeah, it's the lawn chair on the beach.
Are there different grades of the seat? Like for the Passport, doesn't have the same seat as the Outback or the Pro Angler.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the Passport and the Compass have a less expensive seat, and they're really comfortable. You know, they just keep learning how to build these things light.
Because you can sit in the thing all day long.
Well, on that mothership trip, I got in, and I had been out in the boat for close to 13 hours, I thought I was the last guy in, and I go, where's Chris?
Yeah.
He goes,
he's still out.
Yeah. I go, what?
Yeah.
He's 75 years old. He's in a kayak for 13 hours.
I know. I mean, and, you know, same thing when he goes down with Cedro's kayak fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He never wants to get out. I love
He's down there, and he's down there in the water for 12 hours. Probably Jeff's going, get out. Come on. We got to go in.
Whatever boat he's on, that's the one I want to be on.
Yeah, for sure. But the point is that these seats are so comfortable, you can be in them all day.
13 hours was my record.
Yeah. That's your record? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phones. Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they're pumped up, and everybody's excited to talk to Ron. How about we talk next to Harry? Harry's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Morning. Hi, gentlemen.
Good morning, Harry.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank Pete, Rick, and everybody else involved in the show for making this seem like a normal weekend, and also for your years of service to the fishing community. Really appreciate it. And you're a mainstay in our lives, of course. And I wanted to ask Ron, I do a lot of launching from a boat launching ramp. And I wanted to know if there's anything he knows of to apply to the bottom of the kayak. So when it accidentally gets dragged a little on the concrete, it doesn't affect the polyethylene so much and wear it down. Or
great question.
Like
yeah, totally.
Great question. We've gotten to be kind of expert at that because when we launch 20 boats on a fishing mission, we have to launch them and retrieve them every weekend. And I don't want my boats getting scratched up. So what we do is we come in, as we pedal towards the launch ramp, we'll stop right before, put 1 foot forward on the Mirage Drive so that the Mirage Drive flippers are up against the hull. And then we just simply turn the boat sideways and plug the wheels in and roll it out of the water. Now, sometimes you have a lot of gear in the boat, and that's no good. So that's kind of like, oh, gosh, I'm going to want to dump all my gear out.
Yeah,
I don't want to
do
put
that.
It all away. So what some guys will do is they'll take a little pad with them, and they'll throw it in the back of the boat. That way you can just flip it out onto the launch ramp.
Mm-hmm.
On the side so that as you lift the boat up, the back of the boat's still in the water, but the front of it's on this, on the launch ramp and on its side and on that pad so that you can tilt it to put the beach wheels in.
Okay, perfect. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More great info. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Rock Cod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground, Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Hey, it's Ben from Ben and Woods, and I know you don't want to miss a minute of the fun in the morning. Well, it's easier than ever now. Just ask your smart speaker, hey, play 97.3 The Fan, and in no time, you'll be listening to Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network this morning. We're talking kayaks, talking fun, and most importantly, we are talking fishing.
Yeah, I want to thank Jeff Mariani. He says he's listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Oh, what's
and
up, Jeff?
Of course, good to hear from Jeff and Cedros Cajica. I bet we all can't wait to get down to Cedros.
Oh, my God.
Fishing,
oh, my goodness.
Right? Yeah, and so check CedrosKayakFishing.com. For more information on that. I also heard from my buddy John Christensen from Point Loma Seafoods. Want them to know that Point Loma Seafoods is open mm-hmm. for takeout food, and they also have some essential groceries, too. Check out their Facebook or Instagram. It kind of details what they have.
I thought that was so cool of those guys. And basically, yeah. I mean, everybody knows what it's like trying to get food at the grocery store. Everybody's yeah. going crazy, and, like, there's just a lot of things that you can't find at a major grocery store because they all get bought up, and, you know, they've got some vegetables and fruits and milk and eggs and, you know, things like
toilet
that.
Paper?
Yeah, they,
no,
I don't know they got toilet paper. But that was pretty cool, those guys. You know, I mean, they didn't do it to make a bunch of money. They did it because they're
yeah.
part of our community and they're part of our friends, and, you know, it was just an opportunity to get some of the things that you might not have. So.
Yeah, no, that's a really cool service there. So check that out at Point Loma Seafoods. It's freshest thing in town,
yeah,
as usual,
I'll be
right?
Sliding down there after this.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, they are absolutely packed solid. And again, we got to say a big kudos to our buddy Adam, who's not only keeping the board going, but with the craziness on the phones, he's doing a great job. And the phones are packed up. Next up, we're talking to Justin. He's calling us from Leucadia this morning. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. Just wanted to say thanks for what you do. We're all loving it. And I have a question for Ron. Hey, Ron. The question's about the Adventure Island kayak. Few years back, as part of a crew called S4C, did the transparency trip and sailed your kayaks around. And I was always thinking to myself, how do I go fishing off these kayaks? They're slightly different than your normal ones, and you have such a great experience on them out in the ocean. What's the best way to fish off those kayaks?
Well, trolling is wonderful on them. I mean, the guys up north are fishing salmon with them, you know. And they sail at about the same speed that you want to troll those. I guess they have little flashers and they troll for salmon, and they're doing well. And the guys in Hawaii are also fishing tuna on them, you know.
Oh yeah.
And they'll on the akas that go out to the, you know, the amas, they'll put boards on them, and they call those hakas, so that you can sit out there
wow.
and fish. And the mainsail rolls up real quick, so when you hook up, you can just get rid of the sail.
Those things are so cool.
They are. They're really
yeah.
good. And I don't fish them off of La Jolla because I usually take a pro angler. It's just real, you know, it's not far to go. But I got to tell you, some of the guys, when those tuna were close a couple of years ago, I just think that would have been a hot
oh, no
thing
doubt.
To do to just go sailing an afternoon out about 9 miles out and 9 miles back.
And it's kind of like, is it a trimaran or a catamaran?
Yeah, it's a trimaran.
It's a trimaran.
Yeah, with the
three hulls.
And they fold right out. We've got a couple
yeah.
in front
and
of
so
the store.
And so is the model you're talking about is what?
The Tandem Island is
Tandem
the two-seater,
two-seater,
and then the Adventure Island is the single-seater.
Single-seater,
now,
okay.
the event he's talking about, there's these crazy Australian guys sail days and days down in Australia on single islands, and they were doing, you know, a trash pickup and just drawing attention to the coast, you know, for environmental reasons and,
yeah.
and the whales and things.
Wow.
So they wanted to do it out here, and I said, well, hey, take Tandem Islands. You can take more people and take guests with you. And they sail from Santa Barbara all the way down to San Diego and out to, you know, they just, these guys are surfers, you know. I
yeah.
go, hey, do you guys have radios? And he goes, no, we don't need any radios. I go, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
That's
so
a
I
water
went, but,
there, man.
Yeah.
Water. And that's one thing when, like we do when you recommend people. Let's talk about that for a second. And by the way, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Radios are an important piece of gear for your kayak. It's a handheld, waterproof VHF radio.
They are.
Yeah.
And most of the fishing we do, a cell phone in a dry bag or one of those little foam bags is just as good because we're so close.
Yeah.
But when you go out further, VHF radios. Awesome.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you on the phone because you cannot raise emergency situation like Coast Guard on Channel 16 faster than you can on a VHF.
No, that's
radio.
True.
So I would say, for me, I'm not going out without a VHF radio. Some people may rely on their cell phones, but what if something happens?
No, I think, wait a minute, it's redundancy. You always want to have backup.
Yeah, you want to have redundancy.
And they've gotten so inexpensive now.
Yes.
Waterproof, I mean, I've had one for, since that event, I still have them.
Yeah.
And I have two of them, and we use them all the time on the boat.
Yeah.
And it's just quick.
Yeah, it's just for emergency use and talking to your buddies about, hey, what they're catching,
totally.
Right? Yeah. Real quick. So
even keeping that, I mean, you know, outside of the kayak, even keeping we keep a handheld VHF on our boat. You know, if we have an electrical failure of some kind, you know, maybe you're not going to reach to the beach with it. Maybe you will, but you're probably going to be able to hail another vessel or somebody, you know, like you're going to be able to get help. So I mean, we don't take our boat off without having our handheld with us all the time.
Yes.
Got to have backup.
Yeah,
you got to have backup. Hey, I want to stop for a minute here and just talk about the situation we're in here with Let's Talk Hookup. We're doing everything we can in conjunction with our radio station and the personnel there, like Adam, to keep on the air. And, you know, if who knows what's going to happen. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to keep things going. And just stay in tune with it all on our Let's Talk Hookup app, on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram, Facebook, as well as our Let's Talk Hookup website, which is letstalkhookup.com. If you turn on the radio, you turn on your app, and something's not right, we'll keep you informed there.
Totally.
So,
you know, and back to this last caller,
right?
That boat, the Adventure Island.
Right.
I think that thing is a sleeper. I think it's a
that thing is
really
awesome.
Great fishing platform
that
hasn't really been discovered yet.
Yes, I agree.
And I know there's some San Diego guys using them and doing that.
No doubt. Now, I also want to throw out a big, big thank you to our sponsors, which is why we're on the air here. Let's Talk Hookup. And thank you all those that are hanging in with us, like Ron Lane and stuff like that during this trying times. It's a tough time right now that a lot of these businesses are closed, but they're still hanging in and advertising with us, and very much appreciated. I know our listeners appreciate that too.
Totally. I mean, that's like what we were saying when Pete kind of said, hey, well, you know, what do you think? Should we go? Should we not? And I mean, we're very aware of the situation. We're not making light of this situation whatsoever, but we also want to provide, you know, a couple hours of normalcy to all our guys that are. You know, I mean, I felt that yesterday. I was stuck at home. I'm not a good at home person.
No,
like I've
got
just
a solution.
Nor is Ron.
Yeah.
Buy a kayak. Go fishing.
I like that idea. like that idea. But
and to be able to have these 2 hours to me were very important. And I know they were to you. And I have a feeling they are to a lot of our listeners out there. And you know, just because our whole 2 hours isn't on covering coronavirus, it's not that we're making light of the situation. We just want to make. You know, we want to make fishing available for the guys that want a little break and a little release, and I think that's what Let's Talk Hookup is so good at.
Yeah, and when we get back to full speed, we'll be geared up, ready to go. Think about how amped up we're going to be
on
those sport boats when they get back running.
Especially the way that it happened. I mean, it is biting right now.
Oh,
I mean, right this second. You know, we left off with amazing bluefin fishing. We left off with, you know, the last trip that the Liberty ran to the Coronado Islands had yo-yo jig yellowtail. And, I mean, it is happening right now. And when we get back at it, boy. Whew.
Watch out.
Yeah, look out,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. We'll pack the yard. Don in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Don.
Yeah, good morning. My question is, with everybody closed up, having to close up, is Everingham open?
I believe they are.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah
I think they classify it as an essential service because they also service commercial fishermen.
I know that I saw a post a few days ago that they were. I haven't seen any update to say otherwise, but you know, I don't know. And maybe one of our buds that has been out fishing recently can.
Maybe somebody that's out on the water right now stopped by Everingham this morning can give us a call and let us know.
And for sure, we can probably come up with a more definite answer by tomorrow's show if we don't get that for sure. But I'm with you. I mean, that's a you know, that's let's face it. That's going out to stock the freezer. Providing protein for the family,
Central.
You got to have bait for it.
Essential,
so.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, and we'll get an update, but I'm pretty sure they're open. Thanks a lot for the call and the good question there.
Yeah, Dennis in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Cookup. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. It is a beautiful day here. I'm telling you, I thought it was going to be rainy and overcast, but, man, the sun's out. I'm feeling good. But, Adam, thank you very much for manning the phones, and thank you guys for doing this show. It brings a little joy in my life. I have a couple of questions and then one for your guest. Are the piers open, or are there any boats that are going out? And two, for Ron, I would love to get in a kayak, but I'm concerned about flipping it over because I'd love to take it out, put in lobster pots. Is there a way to make sure it's more stable?
I don't have the answer to the pier, but I don't think so. I don't know that for a fact, but maybe we can get more. There's still a lot of unclear things
there.
Yeah, and the sport fishing fleet is tied to the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Till further notice. Hopefully that'll happen in a week or two.
Yeah,
you know?
our original estimation was at the beginning of the, you know, at the end of the month. You know, that was the original estimation, and that's what we're all hoping for, and we'll wait and see what happens. And,
yep.
You know, where our fingers are crossed that's it, and that's a couple weeks out, and hopefully we go from there. But as of right now, that's what our initial projection was the end of the month.
And then people worry about stability on the kayaks. What do you recommend, Ron?
The Pro Angler and the Outback are excellent on stability. They're also, and talk about hoop netting off of kayaks. That's just a great thing
awesome.
To do. One of the friends of the show, our big ambassador is Jim Salazar, the guy who wrote the book on hooping.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's
awesome.
You know, he hoops out of a kayak all year long.
Yeah.
And so there are ways to make it even more stable. There's this accessory called a sidekick. And you can put those on, and they make little amas and akas. They're inflatable that make it even more stable. We've actually sold quite a few of those to people that have
makes
maybe
them like a catamaran, right?
A trimaran, yeah.
A trimaran.
Yeah, some people that have health issues, or maybe if they flip, they couldn't get back in the boat.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know.
It's pretty tough to flip those, but it can be done.
It can.
So if you're worried about that, it's kind of like training wheels on a bicycle, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Perfect.
But we won't make fun of you.
No, absolutely
hey, that
not.
Kid's still got his training wheels on.
Yeah, no, it's more stable.
No, but you would be surprised. Now, how you can answer that is just come down to the store when we're open and when this is over, and we'll go do a demo ride, and you can try the different models, and you'll be really surprised at how stable they are.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Dennis, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you, guys. Peace be with you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Pete, you mentioned our great sponsors and great friends, and one of them just wanted us to pass along that Poway Valley Collision, definitely still open during all this, and you know, if you need it, there's not a better place to take it, and those guys are along those same lines. You know, if you're car, you know, gets in a crunch, I mean, you need to get it fixed back up again, and those guys are certainly the best at
it's
it.
Great to know that the Poway Valley Collision is open and
and
doing business, again, an essential service. You got to have your car, right?
Oh, big time, yeah.
So,
that's a very legitimate one.
And I got an email from one of our listeners that used Poway Valley Collision last week, and he just absolutely went off the charts raving about incredible service, how Jim and Mary just took such great care of them, and he got such a great deal because he mentioned Let's Talk Hookup. He was like blown away by
that's
it.
That's cool.
They do all the insurance work for you. They cover everything for you. So Poway Valley Collision.
You just can't imagine how easy they make it. You know, the few times I've had to use them, and knock on wood, hopefully never again. But, you know, it's so nice knowing they're there. But you pull up and they just start making all the phone calls for you. And, like, you just don't do anything. And they'll help you with whatever the process is like. They're just awesome.
And they'll treat you like a friend. You just tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You tell them fishermen. They're going to talk. Jim's going to talk fishing.
Yeah, no doubt.
And also, they're going to give you a great deal.
Yeah, they're
so
great people.
Poway Valley Collision, no matter where you are, worth the drive.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, well, the phones are packed up. Let's talk to Randy. He's calling us from all the way out in Idaho. Listen on that Let's Talk Hookup app. What's up, Randy?
Good morning, guys. I'm here in Sun Valley, Idaho, and I just want you guys to know you're not alone. We're under a shelter-in-place order as well here in our county. And I'm listening on my smart speaker, but I am going to download the app. But my reason for calling is I was there a year and a half ago in San Diego. I'm from San Diego, worked 52 years ago for Bob Williams on the San Diego.
Wow.
But
right on.
Anyway, I was down there for my 50th high school reunion, and I went out and talked to Ron because I just wanted to look at the kayaks. He knew I was not going to buy one. But the time he took with me and walked me through everything, all I can tell you is when the green light is given for anybody out there, don't hesitate and go talk to this guy. He's terrific.
Yeah, he
wow.
is.
Nice.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's really nice. And, yes, indeed, you can listen on a smart speaker like Alexa or Google app or whatever. Just say play 97.3 The Fan or radio on radio.com, and you're in.
Well,
so that's another way to listen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, Ron, you are the man.
Well, I want you guys to know, too, that the mountain is closed here, but the cross-country trails are open, and I'm waxing my skis right now.
Oh, man, that sounds like a great getaway
for sure.
Be safe and happy and healthy, and thanks a lot for calling us from Sun Valley,
Idaho.
All right,
same to you guys. Thanks.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, and that's the thing about Ron and Fastlane. It's a family business. And you guys are you become part of the family when you buy a kayak at Fastlane, right?
God, I'm so lucky to be selling fun stuff.
Yeah, man.
And to such nice people. And, and in San Diego, come on, this isn't even fair.
Yeah. And you sell stand-up paddle boards all the Hobie stand-up paddle boards and several of the you have economical models to get into and stuff like that. Of course, we love our stand-up paddle boards.
We might ought to be doing that.
I think
this
we're
going to
do this after the show.
Tides dropping out, still glassy.
I think we might have to go. Yeah, for sure.
Boat's too close not to pull that off.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Brian calling from Harupa Valley this morning? What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for keeping the show going and. Hope the powers that be let you guys keep going.
We certainly do. Thank you.
I was able to get an Anza knife at the Fred Hall show, a pro series.
Nice.
And I was lucky to get out and go do some rock fishing. I usually get them gilled and gutted, and then I fillet them at home. But I got a lingcod in the sheep's head, and that knife, just like butter, goes right through the bones. And the handle is so nice. Just amazing. I can't wait. I'm going to give me a couple more of those.
They are amazing.
They really work well.
It is just different than any. Like, I was lucky enough to have one as well, and they're just – it's different than using a knife. I grew up using, you know, popular knives that we grew up with on the boats all the time, and, man, it is just not the same thing. It makes the job so much easier.
And they hold an edge.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I am not good at sharpening a knife. It is just a, you know, something that I have just never been great at, and the edge holds so much longer. Like, all I've done is just – you know, I've just maintained it with the steel, you know, every time I'm done cutting. I've never put my knife on a stone yet. I'm sure that time will come, and if it does, I might just go out to Anza because they're in my neck of the woods and have them help me. But, man, all I've done is maintain that edge with the steel after I'm done cutting, and it's been fantastic.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak in another one, Rick.
How about Mark calling us from Santee this morning? Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
Hey, my question is the Data Docs, has that been postponed or what is the deal with that?
Unfortunately, Data Docs has been canceled for the year. So they originally tried to postpone it, but we're coming up with the same thing that, you know, the dates that they found would be safe for promoting another event. We're going to be getting too far into the fishing season. The idea that Data Docs is to promote the sport boats and to have to close down the parking lot on days where boats were more than likely have all of those spots full of passengers just didn't make sense. So unfortunately for this year, it's closed, but they do already have dates for April of 2021. And, you know, so down this one, but we'll be right back at it next year.
Indeed. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I think we can sneak in another one.
All right. How about Tim? Tim's calling from Long Beach this morning. What's up, Tim? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me? Because I have my phone's a little glitchy right now.
Loud and clear, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, hey, Ron, you know, the evolution of the Mirage really is nothing short of phenomenal. But are there really any more improvements you can make on that thing? I mean, it's awesome.
You know, that's a really good question, too. I didn't think there was any more improvements that they could make, and then all of a sudden they came out with reverse, and I said, well, why do we need that? And boy, was I wrong. Once I started using it, now I can't go without it. And this 360, I thought, wow, that's pretty creative. That's really fun, and it's so fun to use. But now along with the 360, they've all introduced all the way down the line to the lowest model, they have kick-up fins. I'm going, wow, that means no more damage to your fins when you loan your kayak out.
Is that fin one of the more common problems, is the fins get damaged?
Well, the boats are more, you know, complicated.
Yes.
And a kind of when you are sitting in the boat and you put your feet together, that means the flippers are straight down.
Up. Yeah.
The Mirage Drive fin.
So
if you put 1 foot forward, they're not. Well, sometimes you just forget.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, or maybe you got blasted coming in at La Jolla Shores and, you know, you're barely making it through and you hit the beach or something. Well, you could bend those Mirage Drive
but
nets.
But now they just kick out.
Yeah. And you can also, as they kick out, you just keep pedaling and they lock back in.
Wow. So do you take trade-ins? If somebody has the old-style fin, do you take trade-ins?
Absolutely.
Okay, there you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand-new and the fillet knife, that 6S Fish Pro Series, Raymond's favorite, and the Salty Crew Salty Box. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the fast capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, the big winner of the Anza Filet Knife, the 6S, and the Salty Crew Salty Box is going to Dave in Spring Valley. Dave, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with your prizes, man.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
a seriously cool one.
Yeah, you're going to love that knife. Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, catch a lot of fish and fillet a lot of fish with it, for sure. Ron Lane, my good buddy. Let's go surfing.
Yeah, let's go surfing now.
Yeah. Let's go kayaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's time.
Yeah.
What
hey,
a day out on the water.
Yeah,
too.
What a beautiful day to go kayak fishing. And if somebody wants more information about Hobie Kayaks, you're available by phone, right?
Yeah. Just call the shop at 619-222-0766. If you want to come get a kayak, we'll hook you up.
Fantastic. All right. Again, you're closed right now, but call the shop. and you can make special arrangements.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that. We were down yesterday meeting somebody that needed something, but, yeah.
All right, very good. All right, and thank you. Thank you all for listening out there. Thanks to all our supporters.
So cool.
We'll be back tomorrow morning right here from the Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters in Point Loma. Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association is going to be our guest, and, of course, your phone calls, too. Thanks to Adam in the studio. We'll see you back here tomorrow, right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.